So good to belong to you, Father. Hallelujah. It gives us such joy, Father, to belong to you. Thank you, Father, for adopting us as your own. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We are not alone. Thank you, Father, that you didn't leave us as an orphan in a storm. But you've come. You've adopted us. We belong to you. We love you so much. Oh, Father, we're yours. We belong to you. Have your way, Lord, in our hearts and our lives. Every day, Lord, we want to surrender to you your desires, your longings to flow in us and through us, Lord. We love you. Teach us, Holy Spirit. Teach us to know you, to love you, to walk with you. Oh, great Master, we love you so much. You are King, you are Lord, but you're our Father. You're our Daddy. Thank you for loving us, for accepting us, for forgiving us, for cleansing us. Thank you, Father. Only by your blood, only by your sacrifice are we made right with you. Thank you, Jesus, for being my righteousness. I had none of my own, Lord. You're so good. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Isn't it wonderful to belong to Him? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And all He has belongs to us. Wow. Only God could come up with an idea like that, right? I know what I'll do. I'll just adopt them. I'll make them children. And I'll spoil them rotten. I mean good. Excuse me. He spoiled us good, didn't he? Amen. I'm going to give them the best that I have. Hallelujah. And he said, I'll help them grow up so they can work with me in my kingdom. So that I can build a family that will live with me and reign with me forever. Hallelujah. A father. He is good. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I hope you had a good week. It was restful and prayerful. I know a lot of great things happened at the conference. A lot of people got recharged. Amen. Glory to God. How many's desire for the Word of God increased? Glory to God. Desire to know Him. Desire to pray a little more, meditate a little more. Hallelujah. You're going to sneak a few more minutes here and there. Amen. How many eat lunch and dinner and breakfast, right? But how many like the snacks too in between, right? You know, they give you a break at work. They start out in kindergarten giving you snacks, you know. Then when you get to be growing up, then you get a 15-minute break so you can have your little snack. You know, so every once in a while you can steal a snack with the Word of God. Amen. Just give yourself something to meditate on. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I'd like us to turn to Book of Romans, chapter 12, for a moment, and then we'll be over in Ephesians 5. I said, are you sure? Well, I think so. His plans are higher than mine. That's what I'm learning. It's amazing when God does that, amen. He'll say, will you give me your mind? That's what he said to me. I said, I thought I did. I thought I gave you, you know, love you with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, you know. And I gave you my mind, Lord, you know, and I'm trying to get your thoughts in me. And maybe I just need to meditate more, which we do. But his thoughts actually become one with us. To where when we get the phone call and they say so-and-so has passed away, you say, well, I'm going to go raise him up. Me and the Father, we're going to go raise him up. You know, or whatever his thought is at that moment. Hallelujah. Or I'm going to pray from right where I am. And God's going to raise him up. Don't worry. Maybe it's a long distance thing. You know, somebody called you from another country. God can heal that way too, right? All right, chapter 12. I'm just going to read a couple of verses. Let's start with verse number 9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor or hate that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. I want to kind of look at that a little bit more today. How do you be fervent in spirit, or how do you keep that glow with God? You know, the fullness of the Spirit. It's one thing to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to speak in other tongues. How many people have received that experience? Well, there's a lot of people in here, and we know how to continue to press, how to continue as we pray in the Spirit. But sometimes people receive the Holy Spirit and they pray in tongues one time and then they stop. They say, well, I'm filled with the Spirit. Are they filled with the Spirit? How many know that even though you received the Holy Spirit one time, there's other times the Holy Spirit has come upon you and you received other fillings, amen, and refillings with Him? How many's experienced Him over and over, and we have here many times? Because the presence of God comes when we yield to Him. The moment you begin to yield over to Him, He'll come. Why? Because He lives in you. He's already come and you've invited Him. But when we recognize Him and we yield to Him and we give way to Him, He'll come freely, won't He? He said, whosoever will, let him come and drink. He said, come freely and drink of me. It's easy to come and drink from the Father. Let's look over in Ephesians chapter 5, and I want to read the first verse, and then we're going to skip down a little bit. I'll just kind of share, just a few other verses. But today, what the Lord's been placing in my heart is just following Him. I want to walk with Him. How about you? You know, it's one thing to know Him. It's one thing to receive the Holy Spirit. But to allow Him and to really walk with Him. You know, in the Garden of Eden, it said that God came down and Adam walked with God in the cool of the day. He walked with Him. He fellowshipped with Him in a place that was deep, in a place that was pure, in a place that was holy. And that place is available in Him to us. A fellowship that's so sweet and so real and so awesome that it's as real as that Adam and Eve walked in. In a flesh, we have a flesh body, but our spirit's just as alive to God as Adam and Eve. We've been reinstated with that born-again nature to a place with Him. And we can walk with Him on a daily basis. Continual basis. Nobody says, well, yeah, I've been filled with the Spirit. I spoke in tongues once. Sometimes you hear people, they said, yeah, that was long time ago. Do you remember? Well, not really. I think I was a child, or maybe they were a teenager, or maybe it was last year, but that's the last time they spoke. Because when I received the Holy Spirit, I received Him, what I was told is I'm to receive Him by faith. And so I received the Holy Spirit by faith, but I had never spoken in tongues. I hadn't spoken in tongues at that time. The Holy Spirit came, but I didn't know I could speak in tongues. No one ever mentioned it to me. I'd read a little bit about it in the Bible, the Holy Spirit prays for you, and I thought He's over here somewhere praying for me. My actual thought was, if nobody else is praying for me, at least I know the Holy Spirit's praying for me. But He wasn't praying for me, because He's not going to do something for me without my invitation or my yielding to Him or giving Him permission. See, when the Holy Spirit comes in and we begin to pray in tongues and we begin to fellowship with Him, then there's a change that begins to take place on the inside of us. And usually the first change that begins to take place is we get a better understanding of what the Bible says. And I was getting a better understanding. I knew several scriptures, different things, but I really didn't understand this Holy Spirit thing. But as I continued to grow in the Lord, I received the Holy Spirit by faith, and people even asked me the question. People even prayed in tongues. They'd say, have you been filled with the Holy Spirit? Oh, yes, absolutely. I would say yes, because I had. I'd received Him by faith. And sometimes people receive the Holy Spirit. He's in there. We're born of the Spirit. We know that. And we can say, Father, fill me with the Spirit. But then there's what? That baptism of the Spirit where we're overflowing, right? That's when the Holy Spirit begins to speak out. Because if I'm a vessel and I keep pouring in, the Holy Spirit kept dealing with me. I would pray at times and I would sense like God wants to say something, but I didn't know what. I thought, well, what are you trying to tell me? I'm yielding to you. I would pray that scripture in Romans 12, 1 and 2. I present my body the best I know how. I'm present my body a living sacrifice, and I would get these desires to say something, but I didn't know what. I said, what am I supposed to say, or what am I supposed to do? What's happening to me? And so I began to pray about it, and I began to hear a little bit about the Holy Spirit, and I started talking to Him. Holy Spirit, You're my helper. I know You're the one that convicts people of sin, and I would pray that God would, convict people, and the Holy Spirit would go and help them. And so this went on for a little while, and one Sunday evening, I went to a service, a denominational church, that they did not believe in speaking in tongues. How many knows it's real quiet during the offering time, right? That's when the pianist plays a nice piece and they're collecting the money with the plates and everybody's real quiet. Well, I just began to kind of tremble, because I was just trying to yield to Him, And all I remember, it felt like somebody grabbed my arm, and I remember raising my arm up, and I heard myself, like if it was in this church, at the top of my lungs scream, "Fill me with the Spirit!" And that's what I heard. I heard it echo off the roof, and I was like almost embarrassed. I thought, why did I do that? What's the matter with me? And I thought I screamed out. And my oldest brother was sitting next to me. My mother's on the other side, and people are worried about me. Oh, Doug, what's wrong? And so I thought I would do the right thing and ask my pastor, and he was a big help. He said, I wouldn't worry about it. I said, gee, thank you. I really wasn't worried about it. I was trying to discover what's happened to me because God has touched me, and I knew that I'd cried out to that. I heard Him say, fill me with the Spirit. And so I asked my brother, didn't I scream out? No, you didn't. You just mumbled something. He said, you mumbled something. I thought, I did? Okay. So I went and began to pray about it. And every once in a while in my prayer times after that, I'd get these little words. And I heard somebody talk about tongues. I really didn't know much about it, but they said something to me about it. And I thought, and I go, ooh, ee, ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ooh, once in a while. In my prayer, I'm just being honest. That's about what it sounded like. And I'd stop and I thought to myself, I said, I wonder if that's tongues. I wonder if that's those tongues they were talking about. And they just sound like a baby gibberish. I'm like, you know, and I thought, you know, I go back into prayer and every once in a while I just get that desire, or if I'm, you know, I don't know what it is about the shower or the bathroom, you know, you're alone and you're, you know, and everybody kind of, you're just thinking on the Lord, I guess, trying to get your mind off everything else in there. And so I, you know, and I'd get these words every once in a while, ooh, 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 yeah. You know, I wonder if that's the Holy Spirit. I wonder if that's tongues, you know. And so, and so I began to inquire of the Lord a little bit more, and I really didn't do a lot about that. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know I could pray in tongues, really. And I guess it had gone, maybe a year went by or so, and I was getting ready to graduate from high school and go to college and trying to decide what to do. And you know how you are. You just know exactly what to do when you're 18, 19, or whatever I was. 17, 18, 19, you know just what to do. And you're trying to find out what to do, and everybody's asking you, what are you going to do? And you don't know what to do, and you don't know what you're going to do, but you know it's going to be great. You know, you do know that. And so, whatever it is, it'll be great. So I was frustrated, and I threw up one of those 30-second prayers. God, you got to send somebody to help me. Please, God. You got to help me. It was just kind of a frustration prayer, to be honest. Well, the Lord did send someone to help me. I ran into a particular gentleman in Oklahoma City, and he was pastoring a large congregation of about six. And I talked to him, and he had come down to this place that they were using. It was the same place I went down. I would go down. I told you to go down to this. Sometimes I would go down and witness with these people. And it was kind of like a coffee house, a Christian coffee house. And we would meet there. And sometimes we would have a concert there. And people would come in off the street, and we'd minister that way. Or we would go out onto the streets and hand out tracts at different places, you know, maybe outside of a nightclub, or maybe, you know, at where all the teenagers are hanging out. At that time, it was 39th Street, and sometimes we'd go there and hand out tracts and talk to them about the Lord, and, you know, they're drinking beer, and, well, oh, I shouldn't, you know, you don't say anything to them about it, and, oh, I know I shouldn't be doing that, you know, and they're backslidden, and they're, you know, they're just trying to, you know, have a good time, and you're messing them all up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We want them to get convicted. That's right. Your life should be a conviction to other people. You know, at my work, you know, they might cuss, but they don't cuss so much around me. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, well, you know, I really kicked his bottom. You know. So, hallelujah. But, so the Holy Spirit wants to come and help us. See, I begin to, I ran into this friend, and he began to ask me a question, and I thought, well, some people pray in tongues, then some people don't. That must be the way it is, because it says in Acts chapter 2, you know, at one point, right after they got filled with the Holy Spirit and the same people spoke in tongues, then it said they were filled and they prophesied. Didn't say they spoke in tongues there. And he says, well, give me, you know, because he was telling me, he says, okay, you believe that? Okay, give me a scripture. So I gave him that scripture. And he said, give me another one. Of course, I gave him the famous scripture in 1 Corinthians 14. Says, do all pray in tongues. He said, I'll give you that one. Give me another one. Well, there is no more. So, or at least I didn't have any more. I didn't know what else to say. And so I realized, and he began to talk to me. I was helping him kind of clean up the place a little bit, just picking up trash. And we're talking. It's late at night. And probably 11:30, because he had to do the service the next day, and sometimes it didn't always get cleaned up as well as they had liked. And so we're cleaning up, which the next day would be the church sanctuary. And I can't tell you exactly what he told me. I just knew it seemed to me like God was talking straight to me. I fell on my face. I began to weep. I said, oh, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. I realized I was wrong. Everybody can pray in tongues. Everybody can pray in tongues. Anybody can. It's for any believer that wants it. And I just begin to weep and I begin to cry out to God, be merciful to me, Lord. I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I didn't realize, Father. And I just begin to cry out to Him and maybe spent about 5 minutes there and I got up and wiped my tears away and He wasn't there. I didn't know where He was. And so I went outside. Oh, there He is. They're getting ready to leave. So they're getting ready to leave. He says, you want to come over? We're having all night prayer. I said, oh, okay. Yeah, I'll come by your apartment. Sure. So I went by his apartment. At that time, I threw newspapers like I do now. No, I'm just kidding. I've been a paper boy for a long time. No, I threw some newspapers at that time and worked for the Daily Oklahoman. So I had to leave about 3 a.m. But this is like, you know, like I said, 11:30, 12 maybe. So we went to his house and he says, well, we're just going to start praying in tongues, you know, for a while here. And you know, just kind of pray for the service tomorrow. And then we'll sleep a little bit and I'm going to go preach there. I said, okay, sounds good. So they started praying in tongues. So I just started praying in tongues. And that's the first time I really prayed in tongues at any length and prayed till about 3 o'clock in the morning because then I had to leave. And, you know, so we prayed 2 or 3 hours and I think they told me some other things that I didn't really understand. I can't remember everything that they said to me. Because sometimes, you know, you're just getting started in something, you don't really know much. And maybe it meant something to them, but I know it was some kind of a, you know, like a prophecy or something. He was giving like a word from the Lord, I should say. And it was good, you know, and he would write them down and things that the Lord was saying about power. I do remember that, about power and the glory of God. And I said, huh? You know, and I just kept praying in tongues. I didn't know what to pray. I'm like, I don't know any of these people. I don't know what they're praying about. So I just keep praying in tongues for a while. And we prayed about 3 hours and then we talked a little bit. And I was trying to explain it to someone. He said, well, what was it? I said, well, all I know, it was like I was down here and then I was up here. You know, that was my level of explanation of how the Holy Spirit was edifying me at that point. You know, I said I was down. It was like I was down here, then I was up here. And it was almost as if I mean, we would talk and it was almost as if I knew what he was going to say before he said it. But yet, you know, it was so real and it was holy And then I said, well, I have to go. I have to do my route. And so I did. And I thought, well, you know, and of course the enemy came immediately to try to deceive me and talk me out of it. Now, is that really God? You think God wants you to mumble like that? You know, but I'd keep praying. And I thought, well, God, I know what I'll do. I have to put the, you know, I was young, so I don't recommend this, but I put the fleece out. I said, this is what I'm going to do. If this is God, my boss is going to do something nice for me today. That's what's going to happen. He's going to do something nice for me today. And so I went to my job. I mean, as soon as I got there, my boss says, would you like to have one of our hats? I thought, glory to God. And I started really praying in tongues then. I think I scared him. I didn't know you could pray real quiet. You know, I wasn't praying real loud, but it'd be, what's he doing? Oh my gosh, you know. My boss thought I was losing my mind, you know, and other people thought I joined the cult, and, you know, because I was a little radical at first. I have to admit that. And there's some things that weren't perfect, okay? So if you aren't perfect and you've made mistakes, I'm the poster child. You can blame me. It's okay. No, can't blame me. But because I have flesh just like you do. And I didn't understand everything. If you don't understand everything yet, it's okay. Just keep praying. Because that's what's happening, is your understanding is beginning to open up. The light of the God is beginning to shine upon your heart afresh and anew. And He'll begin to illumine your mind. See, the Holy Spirit begins to bring that understanding. And I knew one thing. One thing I did know. I was here. And now I'm up here. Hallelujah. I'm moving up. And I know that sounds real simple, but it meant a lot to me. It meant everything in the world to me. I thought, wow. I didn't realize, Lord, it could be this wonderful. So I would just pray and pray and pray. I mean, I was praying a lot, you know. And And so then, some of the, this particular gentleman that helped me, Brother Keith, but anyway, he gave me his phone number and he said, anytime, just give me a call, maybe we'll have a Bible study or something, or you can come over, I'll answer your questions. And so I guess it was a couple of days and I called him and I went over and we started studying some things and began to, he was trying to explain to me about the gifts and I really didn't understand that much, but they began to operate. I'd see different healings, I just felt like the Lord, just seemed like the Lord wanted to pray for this person. And these were not spirit-filled people, but I would just say, okay, Lord, and one gentleman was on the front row. I remember one time of this, I was going to college at this time at the Nazarene College, Nazarene College, that's where I was going, and just, and I could tell he was sick, and I, like the last time, I said, Lord, you'll have to anoint me, like he wouldn't, but you can sense this anointing come on you, and I thought, wow. And I remember I said, well, I can pray for you and the Lord will heal you. I believe he'll heal you, Can I pray for you? Oh, yeah. And I remember touching him on his shoulders and he jumped out of the seat. I mean, just jumped. I'm healed. I'm really healed. I'm healed. God healed me. And he goes down, he kneels at the altar. Oh, God, this is wonderful, And different things like that happen. However, some of the people did remain healed, but some didn't remain healed. They didn't understand it. They thought, well, symptoms started coming back on me. And, if you'll doubt, the devil gets you to doubt, you'll do without, right? He'll take it back. He'll steal it from you. If he can. That's the truth. If he can get you to doubt. But if you know your Father, there's nothing that you can go without. Nothing that he won't do, and it'll last. It'll last. I know a lot of people have been healed. I got a friend of mine right now. He got totally healed in one of our services several years ago. About when was that? Oh, it's been about 8-9 years ago now. And he had a problem with his wrist, and he's never had another problem with it. And he still tells me about it. I'm still healed. Isn't that awesome? Praise the Lord. God's healings do last, contrary to what some people say. But if you are a person that doesn't understand and doesn't know anything about healing, and he'll get you to doubt, that didn't really happen. That was just a mistake or, whatever. Now, if somebody gets raised from the dead, they're going to know they're well, right? Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that. And I believe that's coming more and more. But we still have to believe. God said, without faith, it's impossible to please me. And if you don't believe, you're not going to receive. Or we're not going to, or those that are praying for them aren't going to receive it for them if we don't believe. Somewhere there's got to be some faith. And for the most part that I've seen, people need to at least have enough faith to come and say, yeah, if you pray for me, I can believe that God will use you, or God will do something. Had another guy that I remember, he had strep throat. And I went to my friend's house and he's totally strep throat. And I'm not saying he really believed, but I said, we can pray and God will heal you. He said, well, will you pray for me? I said, sure, I'll pray for you. I prayed for him. His strep throat, the pain, no soreness, everything gone. And he maintained his health. He stayed healed. He said, man, that's amazing. But what ends up happening is when people don't really understand, they think you have a special gift. You're special. Well, I'm young in the Lord, so I'm special, see. I told you I had some pride in my life. Pride will kill you, it'll destroy you. Amen. The devil brings pride more than one way. He builds you up too much, put you down. Especially if you don't feel real good about yourself and then everybody's building you up. Hey, this is pretty fun. Got any more words, Lord? And he did continue to use me and still does. That's as the Spirit wills. The gifts begin to operate. And so you may see some of that happen, but I want to just say this. Keep praying in tongues. Don't stop. Because if it's not perfect, The Holy Spirit knows where you are or where you're not in the plan of God for your life, and He knows how to get you there. Because I'm just being honest, there were times that I was probably a little obnoxious. There was times I was a little overzealous. I really didn't know how to help people, but I would, you know, sometimes intercession would, I could feel the pain of somebody. And I just have to pray for you. You know, I could feel the pain of their heart. And I would pray, and that pain would lift and disappear. And when, remember, one guy said, "Now what?" And I didn't know. I didn't know what to tell him. I do now. Hallelujah. I've come a long way. To me, you know, I mean, that's, you know, I didn't really know exactly what to tell him. What he needed is to receive the Holy Spirit, begin to pray in tongues himself, and to dig into the Word of God, and let that healing complete and maintain and to grow. Because sometimes, you know, even though someone receives a healing in their life, guess what? Life is, there's still issues there that need to be resolved. I mean, think about it, you know. Well, my wife and I are separated. I got healed. God's healed my heart, but she doesn't want to come back. What do I do now? Well, I don't know, you know. But the Holy Spirit knows. And He knows how to pray for you to restore that situation. Because He knows all. God's way bigger than any of us. And see what happens sometimes in ministry is ministers, I'm not saying people do it purposely, sometimes people draw on them, but what ends up happening is ministers get to the place where people get dependent on them and not on God. And we've all seen that. You know, we want people dependent on God. And when the Holy Spirit comes in, then you've got Him as your helper, your teacher, your instructor, the one that's going to take you from where you are to where you need to go. Because I don't have all the answers for you, but the Holy Spirit has all the answers for you. It doesn't mean I can't help you or possibly could direct you in a way, but, you know, if God gave me, you know, specific instructions and little things, He may have somebody could say, "Hey, here's what I think you really need to do is buckle down, just sit down and pray and not go out there and try and win the world right now. You've got hurt and pain in your life and you need to be healed and you need to be strong in who you are in Christ so that God can do more." Say, "Well, how do you know that?" Because that's what He told me. I wanted to go do it. I thought I was pretty healed. And I think I was. You know, I'd made a certain amount of progress, and I'm still making progress. We're all making progress. And I know many of you know that, but the Holy Spirit is the helper. He's the teacher. He's the guide, and He's the one that knows everything about every situation. He knows the future. He knows the past. He knows your pain. He knows everything about you more than you do. More than you do. And that's what's kind of happened in the church sometimes. We want to send people, "Well, what I think I need to do is get some counseling. That's what I need. I need a support group." And it can be okay. You may get a little bit of help. But these people, you're trying to figure it out with your mind, with your brain. And let me tell you something. We do not think like God. He thinks full freedom. You know, we'll be praying about something and, you know, "Oh, God, solve my problem. Well, forgive so-and-so." What does that have to do with my problem, God? It has everything to do with it because He's trying to reach the root of your problem so that this circumstance never happens again. Never. A permanent change from the inside out. Not a temporary fix. I can go and get some help from someone. I can get some counsel from this sister. And she might be able to tell me some things that help me. But it's not going to heal the root of my problem unless I receive from God that answer. And make whatever, even if she had the answer and she told me it, I still have to make that answer my own. And the Holy Spirit is the one that takes me by the hand when I begin to pray in other tongues, and He guides me and He says, "This is the way, this is what I'm talking about, this is who you are, this is where I will bring you into a place of full victory. So you're not in shame anymore. You're not bound by unforgiveness anymore. You're not bound by deceit or lies of the enemy. I had false doctrine in my life. I just told you some. Everybody can pray in tongues that wants to. If you don't want to, you don't have to, but you get to. When you receive the Holy Spirit, you get to pray in tongues. It's the gift that will take you from where you are to where God wants you to be. He is the helper. He is the strengthener. And that's how you begin to see, as we read in Romans chapter 12, he says, we're to be what? Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Verse 11, I think it was. What was that? I'm going to look at that real quick. We've got to put one scripture in here anywhere. We don't have to, but... But I read some, so. But not, verse 11 says, not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. One, hallelujah. One translation, I think, put it be on fire for God, you know, be on fire with God. You know, we talked a little bit about fire at the revival. You know, Gary's talked about fire recently. The fire of God, which burns the chaff. You know, there's a fire that comes with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit and fire begins to burn up those things that aren't quite exactly up to par. It's not that you have to worry about them. If you'll just keep praying, there's some things that just start falling off. Well, how do you know? Because God doesn't hang around with it. Everybody says, you know, sometimes people want to come to God. Anybody know anybody? I've got to clean my life up. And so they start trying to live right. But if a person's not born again, they might live right for a couple of months and they say, you know, it's just not for me. I just can't live that way. My wife does or my husband does, but I just can't live that way. Well, why can't they live that way? They're not born again. Of course you can't live that way. So if they come to you, you just tell them, so you don't have to quit anything. Just get born again. You don't have to quit. You don't have to quit drinking or smoking or any of the things that you may do. That you think you have to. Because if you get born again, they'll quit you. They will. Because the nature inside, now the desire, the craving for it begins to get less. And then you get the Holy Ghost. And it begins to disappear and a new fire comes in. The fire of God for service. To do what God desires to do. To bring a lost world to Jesus. Amen. Whatever that is in you. The Holy Spirit will teach you that. It began to show you your call. Well, I'm called to give. I know I am. Well, maybe. Maybe you are. How do you know that? Well, I just love money. Well, I just know I am because I love money. Well, maybe he's called you to preach or teach or evangelize. Well, that can't be because I don't like to stand up in front of people. I don't think I can talk. I never could. Well, that doesn't see the natural doesn't have anything to do with what God's called you to. Now, those things may manifest once you're born again and you start seeing it more and more. Or if you're as a child, you may have realized that if you were born again, there may have been some of those things already coming forward. Hallelujah. But he's a great teacher and he's a great friend. He's a great friend. You know, I remember when I was about 15 years old, and I wasn't filled with the Spirit. I didn't speak in tongues. But I did love God. Remember somebody just had said something to me that really hurt me. I said, God, I just really need to know that you love me. You know, I just felt the Holy Spirit just reach down and I could feel a hug come around me. Just like a blanket, you know, and just, oh, it just squeezed me. And it felt so good. It felt so good. Only God can give you some things. You know, money has temporary power in this world. It's temporary. And it can disappear tomorrow. But God is forever. His throne's been established forever. This is a kingdom that's never going to end. Settled in heaven for all eternity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit wants to be your friend. He wants to walk with you as much as you want to walk with Him. More, probably. You know, I'm sure more. I mean, He's God. He knows the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning. And everything in between. And He knows how to plan for the future better than you do. If we can get His thoughts. If there's a way just to get His mind. Thank God there is. It's called the empowerment. Praying in other tongues. Allowing it to roll out of your mouth. You giving Him that authority in the earth in your life. Each and every day on a consistent basis. Whether it be an hour, whether it be 5 hours, whatever it is. When you take a consistent amount of time and you're just consistently praying in other tongues. The Holy Spirit's beginning to work the plan of God in your life to take you from where you are right now to exactly where He wants you to be. He said, well, I already know what He's called me to do. He's called me to be a pastor. Well, that's great. Hallelujah. You understand there's divine connections that's sitting next to you right now that could change your life forever. Hallelujah. Could be your husband and wife. Amen. That's right. Husband and wives get in agreement. Guess what? The devil's in trouble. Hallelujah. Sorry, sister, but you can't get away with what you used to. I'm talking to their daughter. The kids can't get away with what they used to, amen? Why? Mom and dad? No. God's talking to them. They're hearing from heaven. Hallelujah. They know what to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when you don't know what to do, how many knows what to do? Who knows what to do? Who said that? Pray in tongues. I heard it. Pray in tongues and keep praying in tongues. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is your friend. Because the Holy Spirit is my helper. Because the Holy Spirit's my teacher. He's my anchor. He's my buddy. He's the one that's going to take me from where I am to where I need to go. He's my guide. He's my leader. The Holy Spirit lives in me. Hallelujah. The part of God that He gave. God didn't make a mistake. When He said, receive ye, Jesus said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. You will receive power. There's a power to praying in the Spirit. And it's not always felt. Sometimes you don't see it on the outside, but it begins to change you from the inside out. A permanent change that no man can take from you. Nobody can take it away. Not a soul in this world. They can tie you up. They can handcuff you. Well, you know, they can even take you to the place where they're going to kill you. But they can't take Him from you. Hallelujah. He'll still help you. It ain't easy. Your life's at stake. But I've already died. Why? Because the Holy Spirit taught me how to die. He taught me how to die. I'm already dead. I've already put my stake out at martyrdom if necessary. Whatever happens in between. See, that's something we just got to say. That's just life. You know, that's just life. I'm out to get the gospel to people. We're trying to get the truth to mankind. Hallelujah. And to the church world. You can have the Holy Spirit in your life. You can have the power of God in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Man, I just want to go home and pray in tongues for a while. I'll tell you, I hear Dave say it a lot of times. I'm telling you, you get stirred up about it. It will set you so free. Hallelujah. That nature on the inside, you begin to mature and grow. You begin to see the light and the truth of God's word to you. that now I see anybody can have this experience. Hallelujah. You begin to worship God and you start getting happy. Well, I didn't get very happy when I started praying at first. Well, neither did I. But I didn't stop. Sometimes it didn't seem too happy, but guess what? If you start speaking in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, you'll get a joy that'll come up from within. So, well, can I do that? The Bible says you can. Hallelujah. The Bible says you can. Let's go to Ephesians 5. Hallelujah. The first verse said, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. So Paul's telling them, here's how you follow God. Walk in love. You know, set aside these things. You know, give thanks. Let no man deceive you. Don't be deceived. The Holy Ghost is in you. He's your helper. He'll keep you from being deceived. You know, people of disobedience get that kind of wrath. Don't be partakers with those that are in deception. Okay? Come on down. This says, you know, verse 10 says, providing that which is acceptable unto the Lord, have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Don't, you know, how many knows when you start hanging around darkness, it can affect you if you're not real strong in the Lord. You have to be real strong. And even then, you got to be on your guard. So you don't hang around your old friends. If somebody's a drug addict, you want to be free, get rid of your friends. Your old friends that want to do drugs, get with the people that love God. That's what he's saying. He said, don't get around that darkness. Okay? He says, it's even a shame to speak of some things, you know, people do in secret. But he goes on. He says, here's what we need to do. Verse 17, or well, 16 says, redeeming the time because of the days of evil. Here's one way how. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, where is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Now here's Ephesians, right here, he's talking to the Ephesians. They're already prayed in tongues. In Acts 19, these were they, when Paul went there, they said, we hadn't even heard that there was a Holy Ghost. Maybe you haven't heard there's a Holy Spirit that you can have. These people hadn't even heard of it, but then they received it. In Acts 19, so they speak in tongues, they prophesied. So these are the same people, and he's telling them right here, he says, but be filled, don't get drunk on wine. How many of you know that wine is a type of the Holy Spirit? The wind, the wine. But be filled with the Spirit. How? Speaking. Verse 19. The first thing he said, when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, you're going to start speaking. You start speaking in a language that you didn't learn from yourself. And you start changing your speech. Paul mentions it even here. I think it's, what is it, the fourth verse? Fourth verse said, neither filthiness nor foolish talking or jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. You know, that's not good. Those things start leaving you when you start speaking in tongues. You don't want that. You want the power of God and the plan of God and the purpose of God begins to come forth. But when we have that Holy Spirit speaking, it says to ourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. You want to be filled with the Spirit? You want to maintain that Spirit-filled life? Begin speaking in other tongues and let a song rise up in your heart. Sometimes I'll go home. Sometimes I'll just come in the house. I'll start singing a song. I come home with a song in my heart. My wife, you know, I say, oh, honey, don't you know that song? No, where'd you learn that one? I learned it from the Holy Ghost, my friend, my teacher. You see, joy begins to come up. It says, this is the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. There's a joy that can come. Yes, we pray. Yes, we discipline ourselves, but it's not all drudgery. Hallelujah. There's a change that begins to take place on the inside of you. You begin to see who God is and who you are. And there's a joy that begins to bubble up on the inside. And you begin to get a song in your heart and a dance in your step. You say, oh my Lord, we're going to win the world for Jesus. Hallelujah. Because He is King and He is Lord and He is Master, and there's none other like Him. No one compares to my King. No one compares to Jesus, because now I see Him. The Holy Spirit has become my teacher, and I've been praying in other tongues, and I'm building myself up on my most holy faith, and divine circumstances are beginning to happen for me. I know God's bringing to pass the plan that He called me to. Hallelujah. I've been speaking it out for years, and I know it's coming to pass. That's what we begin to see. That's what we begin to say. And there's a joy that begins to rise up on the inside. Nothing is impossible, because God is with me. There's nothing that I can't do. There's nothing that He won't do. What's wrong with you? Hallelujah. God will help you. You'll see the situation, and men and women begin to come crying out saying, what is this? Who is this? Hallelujah. They said in the book of, in Ephesians even here, you know, in Acts 19, they went on. Paul started out with those 12 men. They turned all of Asia upside down. Hallelujah. Said this gospel has also come here also. Glory to God. You're going to change your world. If you'll continue to pray in the Holy Ghost, He's going to change your life. He's going to take you from wherever you are to where He wants you to be. If you're all messed up, if you got all kinds of problems, maybe you missed it last week. Maybe you fell and you feel condemned. Keep praying in tongues. The Holy Spirit knows how to get you from where you are to where you need to be. And He'll cause that Word of God to become alive to you. And it'll be a revelation. It'll be life. And it'll change your heart. It'll change your mind, Lord of God. Hallelujah. But He said, speaking, but be filled with the Spirit. Don't get drunk on that wine. Don't get drunk on the wine or drugs. Be filled with the Spirit. How? Speaking. Speaking in tongues, yes, but speaking to yourself in those psalms and hymns. What's a spiritual song? You might pray in tongues a little, and God will give some words that come to you, begin to set you free. I used to be a drinker, but now I am so free. I don't drink any wine, but I'm still happy, because the Holy Spirit, He's filled me, and now I'm so free. Hallelujah, Jesus, I got the victory. Yay! Glory, hallelujah. And that can happen over and over, for an hour, for a day, for a week, for months. It can happen to you every time you go into His presence. You can go with thanksgiving, and you can come out with joy. You can come forth with praise, because you know you have the answer, because you prayed to the God above who has all the answers, and you know you prayed His perfect will. Hallelujah. Because you prayed according to His Word. You prayed in the Holy Ghost, the great two things that we have here. Hallelujah. And the truth begins to come real to you. And you know He's going to do whatever I ask, because He's my friend. And He's here. Hallelujah. And He's come to be my helper. He's come to be my strengthener. Glory to God. So singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. I say, I don't make it. You know, it doesn't have to be a song. You know, but usually maybe it's just a poem or has a little poeticness to it, but that's for you. That's for you and God. And then he may begin to give you other words for your life. He may not give you words for your life. And if you don't get a word for your life, we've got a whole book right here. And we know what to do. Keep praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep giving those psalms to the Lord. Keep developing that relationship in praise and worship. The next verse says, giving thanks always. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How many know that thanksgiving is on the decrease in America? It's on the decrease. I'm thankful I live in America. Some days I've wept. Father, thank you. I don't see anybody running for the south border. I don't even see them running for the north border. I see them running to my borders. to the borders that I live in. And yes, there's problems, but I've got a Holy Ghost in me that knows how to pray and can bring some changes. Yeah, maybe some things have to happen because of the end time, but not everything. Hallelujah. And I have authority. And I and the Holy Ghost can change some of those things. I'm thankful I live in this nation. I'm grateful for what I have. You know, sometimes we're all wondering, people, well, I don't have this and I don't have that. Well, what do you have? Well, I've got clothes on my body. Hallelujah. I've got food in my stomach. Hallelujah. I've got hands that work. I've got feet that can walk. I've got a tongue that can taste and a mouth that can speak in a language that will build me up above every other thing that the enemy tries to throw at me to try to destroy my life. And I know in whom I believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him against that day. I am thankful. See, the Bible says in the last days there'll be unthankful generation. Unholy, unthankful. But just a simple thank you. Hallelujah. Can mean a lot to somebody's life. You know, sometimes I'll open the door for a lady and they think I'm doing it for them, but I'm doing it for me. I am doing it for them, but really I'm doing it because that's my character. See, whether they care or not, I'm doing it because that's who I am. I'm a son of God. I'm a polite gentleman. I'm not in such a hurry that I have to race in front of everyone. You know, a lot of times we get people, well, they're in a hurry. Well, where are you going? Oh, I'm going home. Well, why in such a hurry? I don't know, there's something I got to do. Got to be something. You know, it's got to be something I got to do. Or we're in a hurry to go do something instead of allow ourselves to be who God created us to be. And if we just relax for a minute, take a deep breath. I'm not saying we can't go at a good pace. God's trying to pick up your pace. But the Holy Ghost will take you from where you are, and he's the one that knows how to speed it up. Hallelujah. And he's the one that's going to help us. But if we take a deep breath sometimes, oh Lord, okay. You know, maybe it was rushed. Maybe there are things you have to get done. But you know, sometimes I've taken time, took an hour to pray, got more done than I ever thought possible. I thought, dear Lord, I had so much to do today, I didn't think I was going to get it all done. But you know, he gives you ideas and wisdom and grace. And you know, you pray for a while, and then that helps you to keep praying all day. So you get other ideas, or you get thoughts that come, inklings, leadings, ways to do things. Hallelujah, in the natural and in the spirit. Well, glory to God. Let's just stop right there. We're giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because of what all he's done, we're thankful. And if you don't have anything to be thankful for, but you're born again, Father, I thank you that I'm saved. Thank you, Father, that I'm born again. I'm your child. Let's just thank him for a little bit. Let's stand up. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for our teacher. Thank you for being our friend. Holy Spirit, we want to know you more. We want to spend more and more time with you. Grace us, Lord. Draw us. Help us, Lord, to develop that relationship and to know that you have all the answers. Oh, we love you so much, Lord. We glorify you and magnify you. We thank you that we are born again, that we're filled with your Spirit, and that you're going to help us to maintain that fullness as we speak to ourselves, Lord, in psalms and hymns, as we speak to you, Lord, and praying in other tongues, Lord, fellowshipping with our Father. We love you so much, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.